I often get flack from the husband about having to provide this kind of schedule. He often complains about legalism, childish rule-keeping, and he says all this checking will only prove she doesn't trust me after all. But that's just the point. She doesn't. In response, I simply comment that a well-organized person plans his schedule. Why should he be reluctant to share it with his wife? A wife should feel free to call her husband any time during the day, even in relationships that exhibit no problem with trust. The procedure I've outlined sometimes takes years. Gradually, however, the wife finds through repeated verification that her husband is being honest with her. Then and only then can she begin to trust him to the point where she need not do any more checking up. The typical woman needs the ability to communicate with her husband any time of the day or night in order to sustain this feeling of openness and honesty. Most women will not abuse this privilege by calling their husbands out of important meetings or otherwise interrupting them at work. However, the wife must know that she can call if she wants to, and she believes that when she calls, her trust in her husband is confirmed. In my book, Love Busters, I describe in greater detail how to build an honest relationship. I encourage you to read the chapter, Dishonesty, to gain further insight. In 25 years of counseling, I have never discovered the perfect marriage. Each partner has faults and weaknesses of one kind or another. A tendency toward depression, low ego strength, the tendency to crack under pressure, irresponsibility, tendencies toward hypochondria, oversensitivity, or perfectionism. The list could go on and on. However, no marriage can survive two things, lack of honesty and lack of cooperation. When honesty and cooperation exist in a marriage, you have a couple who is willing to share and to build together. They do not need to be secretive or private. Neither wishes to lie and shade the truth to protect the spouse. When you build your marriage on trust, you experience a joyful willingness to share all personal feelings with the one you have chosen for a life partner. According to Harley's fifth law, honesty is the best marriage insurance policy. In closing, I should reemphasize that a woman needs to trust her husband. Whatever advantage a man may gain in being secretive, closed, or even dishonest, he wins it at the expense of his wife's security and marital fulfillment. She must come to find him predictable. A blending of her mind with his should exist so that she can read his mind. When a woman reaches that level of trust, she is able to love her husband more fully. Questions for him. 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being totally honest, how honest are you with your wife? How would she rate you on this scale? 2. In what areas is it the hardest to be totally honest and open with your wife? Why is it hard? How well does she handle it when you're candid about sensitive issues? 3. Do you agree or disagree with the contention that there should be no privacy in your marriage? That is, neither one of you should keep certain parts of yourselves from the other. Try putting your reasons for agreeing or disagreeing on paper. Questions for her. 1. In your personal hierarchy of needs, how essential is being able to trust your husband? Do you agree that it is one of your 5 basic needs in marriage? Why or why not? 2. Has your husband ever lied to you in any way in order to protect you? If so, how did this make you feel? 3. In what areas, if any, do you wish your husband were more open and honest with you? To consider together. 1. Discuss your respective answers to the above questions. It will be a good test of how open and honest your marriage really is. 2. If you do not have an on-your-word signal already worked out, why not do it right now? What could you say to each other when you want to send the message that you need total honesty? 3. Go over the 10 scales of the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory together. Do you see any tendencies that either one of you might have when you're under stress? Discuss the value in taking the MMPI together. You can usually find a psychologist who will do it for about $75. And 4. Read Chapter 6, Dishonesty, in Love Busters together. What type of honesty needs the most improvement in your marriage?